Oh yeah, this is Anatuno reading a Lina Bean's poem made from cut-up lines extracted from Storyfinder's post. It is an SGA fan work. I recorded the first poem called Found for Lim's Podfitting project, and I didn't release it, but I wanted to also try to record Searching, which I like as much as Found. It's the less McShep-centric request poetry. So, here it is. That's my reading of Searching by Lina Bean. Searching. No one responded to my last search about the Ford tattoo fic, Conan Sumner, Lorne, and Parrish, Steve the Wraith, Cadman, Bates, a character who would be king, about the others, either scientists or villagers, the local head honcho's daughter, the executive staff, is that what they're called? The natives, the Athosians, or maybe the Genii, about Elizabeth, something about all the things she had left behind? Not much to go on, I know. I found it before, but have lost it again. Does anyone remember the story? There's a female character in it. One of the girls, I think, was Asian. But there may have been others I can't remember. I'm sorry if this is convoluted or I've made it up. I want to say they were in a cave, buried under the wreckage. You get the idea. John is trapped and Taylor is his driver. And Taylor has to break. Taylor notices and acts as a sexual go-between. I think Ford or Taylor might have been hurt. Maybe it was Ronan instead of Ford. But I know Rodney was hurt, and also there was no Ronan. Or maybe there was a Ronan. I think Ronan pretends to cry / be sad about something, so Rodney relaxes. Carter was there. Cam and Sam were being a little nicer. At the very least, Carter is there. Don't know about the others. And Weir / Heitmeyer decides everyone needs to relax, and Carson has to figure out how. Does anyone remember? And then he dies, as we know from canon. Poor dear. At one point, there's a line about how a large group of them go offworld somewhere or something. The title may have been something like, the last one is actually McKay-centric. I will love you forever if you can help with this. John and Jeannie take care of Rodney. He'd make sure to take A and B and C with him, and if he needed XYZ, then the Lenker was his go-to guy. He snaps and yells at Miko, and she cries happy tears. McKay says Heitmeyer. It wasn't, however, from Heitmeyer's point of view. I have searched. Anyone? John and Rodney come back through the gate. I'm not sure if it's the whole team or not. I'm sure I'm missing it. Somewhere obvious. All I can recall about this story is Rodney slowly noticing the disappearance of his co-workers. Everyone, or mostly everyone, is frozen in position. It's all cold, 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 and I have no recollection of how they survived, but I believe they did. I hope I'm not confusing myself here. Eventually something happens. I think happiness ensues. Ring any bells? For the life of me, I can't remember, but when the story starts, she's also dead. The last lines are, "The light... the light, the light, the light." Give or take one. It's not a poem, it's a child's prayer or something. I think there's a bittersweet ending. John's safe word was Ford, and the only thing that says John is Rodney. Thanks. Thank you. double chocolate chip cookies, metaphorical roses, a basket of puppies to whoever finds it. Thanks in advance. Thank you. ETA. Never mind. I forgot I'm an idiot and had it in my memories. Cookies for all. The end.